Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
One of the perks of Carrie and Tommy is their premium attitude every day. And NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/Green Pass. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I am living the dream. Bickers is mid-snot flow from nose.
Mid-sneeze. God, it's a good feeling. Do you know I purposely stifle my sneezes because my mum is such a loud sneezer and I hate it, so I stifle mine.
Oh.
And Chris is the same, actually. The two of them together.
Wait, but isn't that bad for you?
Off. Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it builds up and comes out as other
it
things.
Does. Yeah, it does. That is such
it
a
does.
Lie.
It does. You'll explode one day.
Hey, what's coming up today?
Heaps to come on the show, but I think is one of the most pressing issues is because I have a question for you, and it is about women.
Oh, God.
Because I've worked out.
Clear the show.
There are some things.
You've worked out that you don't understand us?
There's some things I don't know, and I'd like you to fill in the blanks, please.
But up next, before we get to Booty Drop, if you've ever looked at your partner and thought, oh, my God, are we related? You know, often Chris and I get told we look the same.
No one is thinking that.
Are we related?
Surely people have that thought occasionally that if you're from a small country town.
Isn't there that thing in Iceland where they say it's like the first thing they do? They get
oh,
out
my.
Is it because it's so small?
Because there's only like something like, I'll get this wrong, but like 10 family lines. That the first thing's like, hey, what's your last name? Good. Okay, we're fine.
Anyway, we'll discuss that next. But first.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm saying it's sexy guy.
We get a whack.
Big Moss Booty Drop.
Just a quick Iceland update. Producer Belle has just shown me that there is an app that tells you if you're related or not.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is how rife it is over there.
Oh, I love it. I want to find Icelandic people and find out if they're related.
What a fun game.
Ruin relationships.
Sorry, what have you got for our booty drop?
Well, you've got the booty drop today.
I do. It is. Eli does.
Fat Joe or something? Yeah. Who's Fat Joe?
Do you guys know what day it is today?
I don't.
It's Fat
Friday.
Joe's birthday.
Who's Fat Joe?
He's Slim Jim's brother.
who's Fat Joe?
Best known for his duet with Ashanti?
No, that is What's not true. Oh. He's best known for my favourite song, Lean Back.
Lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
Come on. Never heard it.
Don't dance, we just pull up our pants.
What's the one you were going to say, Eli?
No, wow. Keep it up, Jesse.
Well, one of the stars of Friday's Live, tickets on sale now, Ashanti.
Sorry, yes. The best known song. You had it, Eli. That's right.
Has collabed with Fat Joe on their track, What's Love?
What's Love?
That was my second question for the women.
That's a great song. Is that Fat Joe?
That's Fat
Joe. I love Fat Joe.
Happy birthday, Fat Joe.
Happy birthday, Fat Joe.
Happy birthday.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Savo.
Cute couple alert, yeah? Hey?
Cute couple?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Don't read it, just look at the couple.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
Cute, yeah. So, two girls dating in the US.
Yeah.
Having the time of their lives.
This feels like a trap.
No, it's not a trap.
Okay.
I just would like for you to imagine if this was you.
In with them. Because I'm like way ahead of you. Because it's the first thing I was thinking when you showed me the photo. What else did you think I was?
The next bit I'm about to tell
sorry,
you.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So they remove myself. They're chatting with their mums separately, and they find out.
Crowded in here.
And they find out that their mums slept with the same man in the past, long time ago. They're from the same area. And they realise everyone's been telling them, this is what's made me think about Chris and I, everyone's been telling them for a long time that they look a bit like siblings.
Yes, and if you think that is just us and you go, no, Carrie and Chris don't look like that, we featured you on the site Sibling or Dating and the overwhelming majority of people thought you were siblings.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I haven't done my DNA yet. This DNA thing that everyone's doing, what's it called? Me and 23andMe. Have you heard of 23andMe?
What happened to Ancestry?
Well, apparently 23andMe is the new thing
cheaper
to discover who you're related to.
Why is it called 23andMe?
I don't know. Maybe there's 23G.
23 chromosomes. Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
Anyway, new thing. We should all do it in our spare time.
Why?
I don't know. I just keep hearing people talk about 23.
I'm not doing that.
Anyway.
You getting kickbacks or something?
No. Anyway, this couple then go, oh, my God, our parents were with the same guy, my mum's, and we look the same. What if we're actually dating our sisters. Sibling? Like, what if we're sisters and we're dating? Anyway, so they go on this big journey.
Why am I trying to keep this throuple together?
You're trying to check, would that make it okay?
Is that
no,
fine?
It wouldn't. Yes, half sisters. Anyway, they go on this big journey on TikTok and they say to their fans, we're going to do the
they
DNA
test. Go on a journey on TikTok.
As in they share all of these because they've got lots of followers. Yeah. Carly and Mercedes. They're from Ontario, Canada, not America. They've been together for 2 years too. Anyway, this is the moment, because I know you want to know, are they siblings
or not? Of course,
this
more
is
than
the
anything.
Moment they discover live on TikTok. Is that how it works? Live on TikTok.
Live on TikTok.
That whether they are related or not.
Okay, so Carly and I both got an email this morning from 23andMe.
Oh my gosh.
Saying that our results are in. No relatives found.
No relatives. Not
zero.
Connected. Yeah.
Yes!
Wait. Then they can make out.
Oh my God, finally!
And then they maul each other on the couch, as you would do if you found out you weren't related.
Well, I mean, I can't, you know, there's different types of making out. There's post-breakup and things like that.
But
I can't imagine the finding out it's not incest make-out session.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's
your primitive.
It's all tied up. 9-9.
It's the way you like it, isn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, dog.
Why does he like it like that?
Because a close game is a good game.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sure. I thought it was some weird sexual
a Boy
thing.
Scout joke.
Oh. Because.
No,
like 69. Anyway, 9-9. I was trying to work out what 9-9 was.
Sorry?
Nothing.
My God.
I thought it was
Carrie.
Like a bingo numbers game thing that we were
children
doing.
Children in the car.
Yes, we're playing bingo.
Two fat ladies.
What's 99? 99.
Isn't that? No. Two fat ladies is 88, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay. What's. You know,
song number one.
Yep.
Tommy.
It's music for a sushi restaurant, Harry Styles.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Carrie, it's late night talking, Harry Styles. We've been doing all this late night. Now you're in my life.
After you've been with someone a long time, does the late night talking change?
Oh, yes.
So what do you talk
and
about,
your,
Carrie?
Your enjoyment for their late night talking.
Shut up!
I'm trying to sleep.
Shut up! Shut up! I know you're not talking, but you're breathing. Shut up!
Song number two.
Tommy. I don't know. It's Shaggy. I think it's either Mr. Lover Lover or Mr. Romantic. Or Mr. Bombastic.
No,
I'm
going to
go with Mr. Bombastic.
Oh, that's because Eli helps you.
He's behind me.
Yeah, he went like that.
He's behind me.
I was
He's
about in... to call him Waleed. That was weird.
He's Greek, thank you very much, Carrie.
No, not because of that.
Just because the one tanned guy in the room. Bloody hell.
I think I just, anyway.
Eli,
yep, I know how much
say,
Waleed's a Mr. Bombastic fan.
Is that right? Is that sorry? Is that sorry?
No, that's...
What did I say?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
That's hello.
Yeah, well,
just
there you
saying
go.
Hi.
Hello. And I'm sorry for Carrie.
One all, song number three.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Because.
Oh, no way!
Three.
Don't cha.
Two.
By Pussycat Cat Dolls.
You're a... Don't you wish your girlfriend
was hot. He did like nothing. Waleed did nothing then.
Waleed. All right, 2-1 to Bickers. Song number four. Tommy, to stay in the game.
Carrie. Tommy.
Bickers.
Mo three, money, mo two, problems.
One.
It is.
Tommy.
Tommy, would like to hear it again, please? Tommy.
Such
Tommy.
A good song.
It is P. Diddy. And it is Mo Money, Mo Problems. Is P. Diddy
Mace? Yeah, yeah.
He is on there.
And who Biggie. Else? And who?
P. Diddy Mace.
And Biddy.
And Biggie.
Biggie. Yeah. Not Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
I thought you said Biddy. And I was like, who's Biddy?
And Biddy.
To all. It's all tied up.
Oh, my
Here
God,
we
is
go.
It still going?
Song number five. Mate, just be happy you're still
I know,
in the game.
I know,
right?
I know, but that took all my energy.
All right, song number five.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Oh, Vickers. Come on. It's Survivor, and it is Three. Destiny's Child.
And I feel like you played it.
You.
What do you mean?
Well,
how?
That's your song. You know that from the opening beat, and you still couldn't get it. There's only so much we can help you, mate.
Trash talking you after the game.
Not fun. No, it's fun. I'll see you next week. Or next talk break.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents.
F-R-I-D-A-Y-G. Fridays Live.
Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale now from frontiertouring.com.
Tickets on
oh
sale
my God,
now.
I've just worked something out.
What?
You know when she says F-R-I-D-A-Y-Z?
Yeah, in that, yes.
I just thought she was going, da, da, you know, da,
oh,
na,
you didn't realize she was spelling.
She's spelling the
right.
Letter.
Good.
We've done this every day for weeks now, and I've only just worked that out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I
just had a panic then because I thought maybe it's not a woman.
You know R&B as well is just the letters R&B.
What do you mean?
They're not just more sounds as well. That's
no, good. I got that.
Oh,
bit.
You got that
it's
bit.
Just
okay.
The Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it a woman? Can we listen again, Jesse?
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents.
Friday's Live.
Yeah. I think it's a woman. I don't know. Is that a woman or a man?
But these days, whatever it is, it's good. we can give away some tickets. Jesse, have you got the number? Just dial.
We are dialing.
Okay.
I think we're calling Susan.
I like to leave it. I like to leave it.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, Susan.
What a mess. Hey, Hi. Susan.
Hi.
Susan.
Can you tell us, we're just going to play you, no, it's fine, actually. What's happening in the background, Susan?
Yeah.
Vacuuming.
Do you reckon you could stop that for a second?
I reckon I could. Only for you.
Susan, in case you hadn't worked out by the lack of professionalism, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Yeah. I got that. Yeah. Good. How are you?
Now's not the time for attitude, Susan.
Passive aggressive attitude, Susan.
We got tickets that you want. You need to be nice to us.
Have you really? Okay. I can be super nice for that.
Well, Susan, maybe we don't. Because we do have another number here, so
we can
give
David.
Them a call.
Okay.
I like to keep it. Oh, I like to keep it back. All right. Let's keep.
Oh
let's
no
give,
no no no! Don't. Go
I like
off, Susan.
That you're pushing it.
Oh.
I'm. What do you mean? I'm right off, Susan.
And how's Susan actually getting on my tits?
I know. See you, Susan.
No, no, don't say see you to Susan. Right. Come stay with us, Susan. Stay with us, Susan.
I will What's stay wrong? With you, Carrie. Thank you. Yeah.
See What's now she's wrong? Turning it around.
What? Yeah.
Well, you go give your tickets to Dave if you want. I'm staying with Susan. Susan, is it true that you love Fat Man Scoop?
It is true. He is, if my husband is not listening, my first favourite man on the planet.
Okay. I love that you said he makes you think of a time before you were a wife and mother when you used to have fun.
Yeah. Remember those days? They were yes. wild.
Yeah, they were. Were they wild for you, Susan, were they?
Oh, they were a little bit wild, yeah. Yeah.
That were the days before the vacuum?
They were. Hasn't life got dull?
Well, let's spice it up, Susan. We'll see you at R&B Fridays Live.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Tommy.
Have a great one. Take care.
You too. See
R&B
you
Fridays presents Fridays Live, Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti and loads more playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale now from frontiertouring.com.
And up next, because I still have this burning question about women that I'm hoping you can explain to me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, yes. Obviously I see you as one of my best friends. My work.
10th best friend, yeah.
No.
Actually 11th. I didn't make the top 10, did I?
No. Thank you,
Jesse.
No, we've already talked about that. Poll was excluding present company.
Yeah, was it? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesse, as you know, I count you as my best friend in the whole world.
Yes, of course.
But I also look to you both for something more than just friendship.
Yep.
And that is wisdom. I need you to teach me about things that I don't know in this life. And so here is my question for you. Carrie, what makes women sparkle?
Wow. Mm. Okay. Mm. Just, okay, wow. Mm. Where do you want me to begin?
Probably the most easy bit for me to fathom.
When we're made to feel good.
Oh, sorry. Give me another one. Give me another one.
What do you mean?
Well, give me another.
What's wrong with that one?
No, that's good. I think there might have been. Go again. Give me something else.
Okay, yep. Okay. What makes us sparkle? When we are happy, and
okay.
What?
Now, we've had a bit of a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You know, like when you look at them and they're literally sparkling.
When we're confident.
No.
When we feel confident in ourselves.
No.
And we feel loved and we feel cherished and we're happy with who we are.
No. So there's a woman that sits just outside the office there. I won't say her name because I don't want to, but she's there all the time.
I know the one you're pointing at. Yeah.
And she's always sparkly.
Yes, like she is somebody that feels is very confident in her own skin. She's a very happy, happy woman.
No, literally, like she's sparkly.
Sequins.
Is that her skin?
Oh, on her face.
Yes.
What makes a woman look sparkly?
Yes, because you're often sparkly.
Am I?
Yes, but she's sparkly.
But not
all
in the other
time.
Way. it would be some kind of. Is it her eyes or her cheeks?
It's her whole face.
Maybe she has some kind of translucent ingredient in her either foundation or her primer.
Is this different to a glow?
It's quite literally a sparkle.
Mm.
Well, why don't we ask her?
Do you want to have a quick peek?
Well, now I have to go past and just stare at her.
Yeah.
What
do you think
about,
I've been doing this whole time?
Okay, how about I just ask her rather than be a creep like you? I can just ask her.
Why don't you take a photo as well?
Jesse, quick, some lift music for while we do this.
Is that a call? Do I interrupt the
call? Absolutely. We're on air.
I know, but...
Well, come on.
No, it's looking a bit... The sparkle's gone. Look, I'll a bit serious.
I'll go interrupt. I'll interrupt.
You should.
I'll interrupt.
She said bye-bye.
Okay.
She,
Jesse, she's that's too loud for hold music.
So sorry.
I'm about to start dancing to hold music. Annabelle, have you got a glimpse? She's very sparkly, isn't she? Yes.
Carrie's leaning into the chat with a very split stance. It's a lot.
And I should mention, this is an attractive quality. It's not. I'm not like, oh, it's weird. It's a great, it's a beautiful sparkle. But I just...
This is a long conversation from Bickers.
I know. Like, the question just has to be, what makes you sparkle?
Thank you. So first of all, she laughed and said, what, this acne-ridden skin? Which shows you how women feel about themselves versus how you see women.
Why are you making this depressing?
No, I'm not. I'm just pointing out, isn't it how hard we are on ourselves? And I said, no, that is not what we're talking about. And she laughed and then said, I do use a highlighter pen.
Wait, so, like a fluoro?
No, mate. She patchwork quilt with orange and yellow. She's so gorgeous, and I know now what you mean. I think it is the highlighter that she puts above her cheek and down her nose.
So it's fantastic. My second question is...
I can't go back out there.
Do you think it's time...
We start using highlighter
pens? For men to sparkle?
Nah, can't we just have something that's ours?
Yeah, you've already got being...
You being an ally now? Who's being an ally?
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because do you ever think, you're right, you're just about to have a coughing fit.
No,
you're okay, you're good.
I was laughing.
Do you ever think that you have a catchphrase?
I probably do, yes.
Mm, what do you reckon your catchphrase is?
How long does it have to be? I say, oh, my God, a lot.
Oh, my God, you reckon that's your catchphrase?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, okay. And you reckon that's the thing you say most on the show?
Oh, I do say it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why do I have another one that you've been
monitoring? Oh, yeah. Jesse, have you?
Oh, my God. Stop. Don't be mean.
Why is it mean?
This is mean.
That's it. That's your catchphrase.
Don't be mean. What is my catchphrase?
Welcome back to listen to Carrie. Don't be mean, Bickmore. No, it's not anything bad. It's just we realized that there's one thing that you say over and over and over. And it's often when you're telling me not to do something or yourself not to do something, sometimes Sonda not to do something. And in doing, in saying that, you're often doing the thing that you're telling us not to do. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Oh, I know.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, let's go. No.
I couldn't say.
Let's not get bogged down in the details.
Let's check the tape.
Oh. I mean, let's not get bogged down in the details.
Midday meeting where we get in and we discuss
don't
ideas.
Don't get bogged down in
like
too
that.
Much of the timing, so I don't think we care.
You went to a
anyway,
playground
don't get
by
bogged
yourself.
Down in what I was doing.
Yes.
Am I getting too bogged down in the specifics? I wouldn't it get was bogged down in the details. No, that's the thing I do. Anyway, Victoria, let's not get bogged down in the failures.
Morning our time, so I guess what's that? The night? I don't know.
Let's not get bogged down in time differences. Sonda and I had a little catch up. We won't get bogged down into.
Oh, I don't mind getting bogged. Let's discuss it. That was a week.
I can't even get my catchphrase out sometimes.
Oh, So what do you reckon? Should we get merch made?
Let's not get bogged down.
Toilet paper. Let's not get bogged down. Yes.
Funny nappies.
Nappies is great.
That's
bog
weird
stoppers
for us to
What, put out nappies when neither of us have kids wearing nappies?
Or neither. I was thinking neither of us wear nappies.
Oh, we can
do
those
calls
again. Don't worry, we can take them.
I do still have a daughter wearing them. And she gets bogged down occasionally, so it would be quite fitting. She'd be a cute ambassador.
Yes. A plumbing company.
Oh, yes.
What about some four-wheel driving accessories?
That could be their catchphrase. Yes. Let's not get bogged down.
Mate, you've got to learn to say your catchphrase.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, guys. We're just an hour away from knocking the top off a frothy. So, put it down.
Oh, you can go early if you want. If your day's already finished, have your frothy.
No, why does your day have to be finished?
Well, some people have already finished by 4. They don't have to wait till 5.
Yeah, but we all do it together.
Yeah, but also we don't wait till we're finished.
Yeah, but it's up like that. We're not forcing people to wait till 5 o'clock their weekend.
But you said only if you're finished. I'm saying to people, have a drink wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
No, unless not if you're still on the job.
However old you are.
Absolutely. Don't take his advice. Take mine. Hey, guess what?
What?
So you know how you would never answer anyone's calls because you have Do Not Disturb on?
Mm-hmm.
And how you took Do Not Disturb off because I complained and then people started calling you all the time and that really pissed you off.
It scared me. So you now put Do Not Disturb back on. It scared me, yes.
We found a way around.
No, I don't think you have.
You have. Huh? Yep. Our producing team has been trialling it and you've been answering. So have you worked out your way around?
Do you want to rethink this? Because let's have a look at the calls.
Oh, she said it had been working.
Really? Because she's tried to call me 7 times today.
Oh. She thought if she called you on WhatsApp audio or FaceTime audio,
you can see
them
all there. She tried on FaceTime audio. She tried on normal. She tried on FaceTime audio.
Oh, I hadn't tried it yet. I just thought you'd answer.
That's not all for today. She tried on FaceTime audio again. She tried on phone. She tried on FaceTime audio again.
Oh, you called your sister. That's cute.
Yeah.
Does she get through if she calls?
No, I just call her back.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Sometimes I realise how much of a hot mess I am. And how, if I died, right?
Yeah.
Say I dropped dead in the street someone got my handbag and they were trying to work out.
Oh, mate.
Retrace the steps of what I'd been up to in the last 24 hours to work out how I died. It would be such a confusing story to piece together.
I already know a bit of this because I constantly get the privilege of getting a glance into your bag that's on the ground. And one
Good
of the first
of
things they would think is, Well, whoever this is, they've ripped a chunk of women's hair out.
Okay, so funny you say that, because this is my handbag that I brought into work today,
it's
right?
It's always got hair extensions kicking out. Oh, my God.
Did you hear the clunk?
I know.
It's like a suitcase. So, first of all, I've got these amazing purple shoes. What does that tell you? Fun time carry.
Fun time carry,
only
yes.
Last night wasn't fun time. I was in bed. So, I don't know why I have them in my bag, but I've got fun time carry shoes in my bag.
They are very fun shoes.
Yeah, very fun shoes. That's a girl that gets
They're hot pink stilettos for anyone.
Pink stilettos. Then I've got I guess it could also be said fun time carry. I've got some Sudafed tablets.
Yeah.
For my
crushing up, obviously.
My nasal infection.
Yeah.
Then I've obviously got
hair. It's always the way.
Hair piece.
I don't know how So your hair extensions when they're in, honestly. You cannot tell that you've got other people's hair in there.
Yeah.
But then when it's in a clump like that, it's like it's been picked up off the side of the road.
Oh, when my children carry it around, when Addie comes into the room holding it, it's a fright. It gives me a real fright. It's like she's like scalped me in the middle of the night.
When you put that in, do you comb it before you put it in or do you comb it when it's on your head?
Oh, the tricks of the trade, Jesse.
Don't give away everything because.
Sorry.
Then I've got bring a friend to gymnastics. Sheets of paper.
Sorry, just back on that.
Yep.
Can you one night on the project not comb it at all?
Oh my God.
Have this crazy chunk.
Did you see, Jesse, what I pulled out of my bag?
No.
I won't pull it right out, but it's a G-string.
Suddenly this is all starting to add up to a second job.
Same colour as the shoes.
What if that's my other job on the side? That's what the police would come up with, wouldn't they, if you saw that bag?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like to keep healthy because I got my apple a day.
Yeah, we've just upgraded from a ping pong ball.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, I do what I'm told. And when the boss of this show, our executive producer, Sonda, told us to watch what can only be described as...
Okay, adult
content together for some reason while we held microphones.
It was a film that was out and she thought it was
a film.
She thought it was quite racy and she wanted our thoughts.
Quite racy.
She just ended up making us watch stuff that I don't think is appropriate in the workplace.
I haven't even seen that stuff on the dark web.
Anyway, has she given us another order today?
Well, she just handed me cards and said, read these and see if Carrie can guess what the saying is. So the game is called Incoherent. And I read what is in front of me, and you try and guess what it is.
Okay. What the saying is.
I know as much as you, mate.
Okay. Okay. So give me the words.
Calm head at tea.
Calm head at tea?
Calm head at tea.
Head or head? Head.
I'm reading off the
so
card.
Calm
you
before the storm? No.
What? I think you guessed, I don't think it will sound different.
What?
Calm head at tea.
What?
Calm head at tea.
What
would
is
you like
the
to
saying?
Know the answer? Call me daddy.
What is this? I don't understand.
It's incomprehensible.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Should we be drunk to do this or something?
I am.
Someone is.
Den hinged heel toe.
Hinged heel toe.
It'll be something heel toe.
What?
Den hinged heel toe. Den hinged heel toe. Anyone?
You are gone crazy.
Okay, you read that word. How's it different?
Den hinged heel toe. Den and heels.
Ten inch heel?
Denim. Denim something. Anyway, what is it? Oh my God, what is it?
It's going to be. Are they all filthy?
10 inch. Yeah, they are.
Not
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10 inch. Okay, these are all sexual.
The hint. There's hints.
Her?
The hint is lengthy load. That's
why didn't you give us hints?
Sorry, I didn't know because I've never played the game before because I was just handed cards and told to read them.
I'm sicko.
Zoo wing or potty?
Zoo wing or potty? Zoo.
Oh.
This is your thing, Bickers.
Is it?
Zooing. 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 Zooing or potty?
I can't.
It's your thing.
I know.
What do you and your friends do together?
Is this to do with what you think I like doing?
Give
in
us
the
hint.
Because loves doing it.
Oh.
And it can also be found at a children's playground.
What?
Swinger party.
This is not a fun game. I don't even think I understand what's happening.
Glow Ray Hole.
Oh,
oh my God.
Ding, 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 ding.
Game over.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, NIB is more than just health insurance. Check out nib.com.au.
Yep. Sorry, you go. It excites me too much.
Yep.
You can get rewarded with NIB for healthy living. And the awesome part about it is you get discounted health products like New Balance, Garmin, U Foods, Sunglasses Hut. Sign up with NIB and they're the benefits you get
as
well.
How good is that? It's making it all very fun because...
healthy living can be fun.
Healthy living can be fun. Thanks to the wonderful folks at NIB. Because coming up, you know sand exists on a beach, right?
Mm.
Do you reckon the most annoying thing is discovering sand days later?
Oh, in parts of your body.
In parts of your body. Well, I've got something even worse for you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this Sabo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because when you think of dangerous things out there in the wild, what do you think of?
Tigers, lions, cheetahs, elephants.
Do you?
Mm.
No, hippos.
Oh, yeah, no, hippos.
Sharks?
Actually, probably hippos more.
Bears.
Than...
Yeah?
Yes, and yes.
Spiders?
Crocodiles?
Don't like them, but that wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. What about things that aren't animals? What about just natural things that might be dangerous?
Like trees falling.
Trees falling's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cyclones. Tornadoes.
Is a good one. Yes.
Yep.
There is a new deadly threat to us. Actually, they've been around for a while. Jesse, I'm going to need a sound effect for this because I am talking about sand dunes.
Oh.
Jesse? Jesse, good. Ah,
it would be a bit more.
Jesse, did you record that and can you play that back?
Jesse,
the dangerous one is sand dunes.
I've spent a lot of time in sand dunes. I used to pash a lot in sand dunes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Brag.
Because when I was a teenager, in fact, that's where I had my first kiss, was
is
on
that
a sand
why they
dune.
Nickname you Sandy? did you have your first pass
on a sand
dune?
Yeah.
Okay.
Patrick.
Yep. Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, if you're listening.
G'day, Patrick. Yep. What's Patrick doing now?
Patrick is a cartoonist, I think. Amazing.
That's very
cartoons.
Funny. Yes.
What's that?
Sandstorm.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. Well done, Jess. Patrick's a cartoonist.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's so very talented.
It's fair to say you won.
I think he's does well. Yeah. I don't know that, actually. I just hope he does because he was very talented.
Yeah. Okay. He was. So you implying that he's not anymore.
I don't know. I don't follow his
every when's move. When's peak age for a cartoonist?
I don't know. He was so good at 15. I don't know where you go from that.
Hang on. Are you assuming he's a cartoonist because he drew cartoons when he was 15?
No, I think I heard along the grapevine that he was still cartooning.
Did you? I bet you had a pash under the grapevine as well. Bloody hell. Find a spot in nature because it's been there.
In his bedroom and he was really into heavy metal and it was so hectic.
Oh, God. Heavy metal and cartoons. What an odd age. because this bloke, Nagel is his name.
Nagel, yeah.
Nagel. He was trying to take a picture of the sunrise.
Oh,
yes,
beautiful.
On a sand dune and it collapsed.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Like as in it had like a landslide type scenario?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. He's not the only one.
Is he a, what do they call it? A something sausage?
silly sausage?
Is it a battered sav? What do they call it?
Yeah. You know when you roll in the sand?
That's
and
not
then
what
you...
that is.
No? Okay. Isn't that something
I can't believe. No, you know how you were kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what is called if there's sand on? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. anyway, so that didn't go well for him. But that's been one of four recently that's happened over in the States. Yes.
In the same area or is it across the whole
It's around. There were these two people who were trying to dig a tunnel and it collapsed on them. And then there was another bloke who, another two people, five. Anyway, watch out for sand dunes. Jesse, hit it. I mean, you're rude.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The world's gone mad because you know how everybody always says that and I never believe it.
It's a very old person thing to
say. Isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, now I believe it. I've seen something.
What's happened?
And I've gone, the world has gone mad. And one man is responsible for this. I assume it's one man or it's a combination of names. Russell Hobbs.
What?
Is responsible for the world going mad. That is exactly right. The kettle.
I think I might even have a Russell Hobbs.
Not this one.
That should be the name for something.
Oh,
is it Russell Hobbs?
Bit of rhyming slang.
Like if he's got a hot, he's got a Russell.
Yeah, but I reckon more the Russell. I reckon more
steaming.
The opposite. I reckon more the opposite.
Oh, it's he's got it's a Russell. Oh, it'll burn ya.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. You don't need to actually, you can just play in the area without going
it's done in
the area.
Minutes.
It's just what you say to Russell. And if you watch it, it never.
Anyway, happened with the kettle guy?
Oh, he's gone mad. The world has gone to hell in a handbasket. This is The Office got a new Russell Hobbs. Have a look at this number. Tell me what you see with that.
Oh, no, too many buttons.
Have you seen that?
Too
it's a
many
kettle.
Buttons.
It's just a kettle.
How does it have more than one?
Jesse,
oh, my God,
it's got,
this is so funny.
Is it six buttons, Vickers?
Oh, my God. Oh, so maybe
should we get Jesse?
Maybe a Russell Hobbs is someone that gets around.
Oh, yes.
Lots of different settings.
There's lots
of and can do it all.
And you can.
Oh, maybe you want a Russell Hobbs because he does all the different settings.
Oh. And he can be hotter depending on
on the circumstance.
Oh, he can turn it up.
Which
buttons you press.
Yeah.
Which buttons you press. So there's six buttons.
Jesse, do you want to guess what they are?
Oh, okay. So one would be a straight up 100 degrees boil.
No. Oh, yeah. 100,
but it's called
100
something.
Degrees and what's its name?
Oh.
Rhymes with degrees. 100 degrees.
It does not rhyme with degrees. Like, I know what
100 degree black tea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It dealt with
it
100
does.
Degrees.
Okay, sorry.
Because I was like, I
niche
know what
rhyme.
That means. That's not helping.
100 degrees black tea.
Oh, so yeah. It's going to, for different drinks, is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Okay,
what's another thing it might have?
Maybe 80 degree green tea.
Oh, 70 degree green tea. It does have an 80 degree. That's white tea.
Oh, sorry.
Can
so
I?
Sorry.
But this is not even.
God,
this is not the point. I know.
One.
This is the point where I realised the world had gone mad. Was the next one
90 degrees? What's 90 degrees for?
Everybody's thinking, how hot do I have my oolong tea?
No.
Yes.
No.
And Russell went. You know what? You know what? We need a button
what
for
is an oolong.
Oolong. How long for oolong, Russell?
What?
Too long.
Oolong.
I don't know. Too.
Do
long.
I need to add oolong to my life?
I have no idea what an oolong tea is.
Then there's 95 degrees for.
Oh, I didn't even see
coffee.
That one.
Coffee.
No.
Yep. And
that's
then
too
guys.
Hot.
Then what? No woman wants.
Also,
keep warm.
No, Russell. No, keep warm's
not
nice.
For Russell though.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and guys, it is time. Obviously a bit of a Friday's Live theme here.
Yes.
One, two, three, hit it!
Oh, that's good.
Oh. I don't know. Oh. Is it good?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
That's real good.
I'm going to throw my hip out if I keep this up.
I think I'm going to say something very old, but I like the original.
Are we allowed to tuck into this Bundy
of
rum?
Of course. It's not top of frothy time. You just put
I'm
it in the
say
lid.
I'm something else very old. I've had a bit of a sinus infection, so I don't want to have a swig from the bottle in case anyone else does.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I can't
lovely
find a vessel to pour it into.
A vessel?
Yeah. So actually, maybe it will wait.
I was about to say, I'll give you a vessel to pour it into.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Vickers is enjoying it.
How many instruments? How many instruments, bro?
I reckon 10 before I'll show you one.
It's so...
Can you promise me by the end of the year you will have learnt another instrument?
What are you talking about? We did same but flute earlier in the week and I nailed that.
You didn't play that flute. We know that. We all know that.
I just don't even know where you're putting all the stuff I'm buying you.
I store at Bandcamp.
You don't...
What's an instrument you'd like? What if we bought you the drums? Could you do the intro on the drums?
What about the saxophone?
Do you want to do it on sax?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll buy you a sax, and by the end of the year, I want you to play the sax for Raptor Roar.
Okay.
Okay.
Only because you bought it, not because Tommy bought it.
Make sure you buy a reed as well.
That's one thing
I know about saxophone. Ooh. No good without a reed.
No, the reeds I had for my clarinet.
Did you buy secondhand reeds?
No, but I wouldn't change them often enough. And then sometimes other people would play my... Anyway, it's so gross. It's gross.
Well, compared with what you did.
About it now. Okay. How are you feeling after this week, Jess?
Guys, I am wrapped after going to Mount Buller, where you can book for a mountain of events and après ski all September. We had a fun team getaway and everything went to plan when we hit the slopes.
And we're about to learn to, I was going to say skateboard. It'd be good if I knew what the thing was called.
Honestly, it'd be just as hard.
What are we doing?
So,
snowboard
no
with instructor Tommy.
So with all the beautiful instructors on the mountain from amazing parts of the world, have a Swiss instructor called Sven when you can have a bloke that was born in Zone 2 and hasn't snowboarded in 5 years?
So now, Jess has never been to the snow.
No.
All right, here we go. Straight legs.
Bend your legs.
And she's about to fall over. She's just...
Why are your legs so straight? Bend your legs. Why have you forgotten how to stand up with snowboarding?
Okay. I'm up.
She's up. Okay. She's got her knees bent.
Yeah, they're
bent. Okay. Hands are off.
Stop. I know how to stop.
Oh, no, they're just careering towards the edge. Oh, no, now she's taken off. And now he's trying to stop her.
No one has ever snowboarded holding hands in a circle before.
Are we doing synchronized snowboarding?
I have no idea. And Jessie's all the way back there.
Oh, where's poor Jess?
What a fun night that was.
Wasn't it? Because how are you feeling?
I'm a little tired post our ski night, but I'm also wrapped because during the week we chatted about if people were getting divorced during Victoria's lockdowns because there was a surge of them. And we asked whether people regret their divorce. Mm. And that chat seemed to give you some really weird physiological reaction for some reason. Do you remember living through the world's longest lockdown?
Was it my last relationship or was that COVID?
Wow. Well, it's interesting you say that.
It could be.
That was lockdowns were a tough time for people.
Wherever
you were around the world, it was a tough time for people. And I didn't mean to, bring up any touchy subjects for you personally, but it was also a tough time for you in the relationship stakes.
Okay? Oh, did you mean that relationship? I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about different ones. We're in a whole world of trouble.
It appears a lot of people were in a world of trouble during that period.
Woo-wee!
Apparently...
It got hot in here.
It did. You didn't need to answer that. So
turn on the aircon. My God, are we sitting in a sauna?
It was a tricky time for you. That was, I think, the period where I told you to sit in the pain.
You've told me that so many times. No, that was when my friend died.
Stop.
But it was. It was.
Actually, I think it was because you were trying to move on and I said it was okay to sit in the pain.
You told me to sit in the pain.
Oh, God.
It was good.
This is
on air, mind you.
Anyway, you can go see someone about all that.
Who?
A psychologist.
I don't need another one.
How are you feeling after that?
I'm raw because the therapy's not working. Because we chatted about it so much and at times it also was quite heated and because still we are no closer to discovering whether a straw has one hole or two.
Ian, hello, definitely two.
You?
I'm well. Definitely two holes. If I'm looking through a hole in my fence, well, even in a hole in a fence, if I'm looking through a hole in my fence and my neighbour comes out, he's looking through a hole in his fence.
So
there's two holes.
So, Ian, if you poke your finger through that hole, are you going through two holes?
Yes, absolutely. I'm putting it into my hole and it's coming out of his hole.
So if I put my...
we are talking straws.
So, Ian, if I put my pen through my piece of paper as I've just done in front of me, has that got two holes?
No, but that's different because it's thin.
It's still coming out another hole. It's coming
so Ian
out.
Reckons there's two holes.
No,
in
that
system.
Piece of paper
absolutely.
Only has one hole
so
in it,
if,
Ian.
So if it, you'd be confusing witness because if somebody got shot, you'd say there were two holes in the front and back.
Correct.
Right?
An internal, and a coroner would also say that there is an internal hole.
an entry wound and an exit wound.
This piece of paper has two holes, do you, Tommy?
Yes. I'm on Ian's side
you
now.
You don't, though. I know you think that's one hole.
Ian, I agree with you. Yep, good start.
Yep, jury's out.
Yeah, and then remember, off air, Eli tried to bring up a T-shirt and say that had no holes.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, four.
Oh, my gosh.
How many has it
got? Great,
four.
Have a great weekend.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Well, that was another show full of premium content and perky smiles. NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/greenpass.